coming into this afternoon sit, it's very important to take care of our wakefulness. Because as mammals, we really do want to have a nap about now. And yet, none of us really came here for nappy time. So let's do what we can to take care of any sleepiness, knowing it's very skillful to stand during a sitting practice. Open the eyes, whatever you may need. When we were walking down by the lake this afternoon, I was just really noticing how really placid and peaceful the lake was, and what a great image it is for the stilling of the mind. And the stilling of the mind that's so necessary for cultivating goodwill, for being in a place of love towards ourselves and others. And so you may find it helpful as we begin this sit now to remember the lake that you've recently seen, or a lake of your imagination or memory. Seeing the water, especially as it was today, it was quite still. Few little, very gentle ripples. But very still, very receptive, very blue. Incredible receptivity, reflecting the sunlight, the clouds, the sky, ourselves. Holding this image in our mind's eye as a way to engender a little peacefulness, a little calm. If you were doing this practice at home, you might find it helpful to lie down to do it. And whether sitting or lying down, allow yourself to become the lake. To take on some of those calm, still, reflecting qualities. That receptivity, openness. Feeling your body as the body of water. Open, receptive, and reflective of whatever should arise. And you may find it helpful to really connect with the touch points of the body. And feel the breath throughout the body. There's a living, breathing lake. Resting a sense of breath and body as a whole, with that image of the lake, the calm lake, the receptive blue lake, informing the practice. Let your breath rise and fall like the gentle undulations of the lake. Little rising and falling of the water. Letting all experiences come and go in this awareness of the whole body breathing like the lake. Receiving it all just as the lake would. Pushing nothing away, but rather adapting itself to whatever should arise in the waters. And if there's any disturbance in the heart, mind, or body, we might liken that to the little ripples on the surface of the lake. A wind comes and ripples the waters, and it passes, letting these experiences come and go, like the ripples on the lake. If a larger disturbance arises in the heart, mind, or body, you might care to liken that to larger waves that appear momentarily on the surface of the lake. Open to them. Let them move through. And if they're particularly rough waters, see if you can drop beneath the rough waters to that gentle undulation that's just beneath the surface of the lake, a few feet beneath the surface. The waters are just gently rising and falling. Can you connect with that as any rougher disturbance moves through? cultivating calm, peacefulness, as we liken the breath and body as a whole to the lake. Calm, balanced by vitality, life. The energy of the lake, all of the life that it contains. Feeling our own energy and vitality. Stillness and the vitality of life evenly balanced with the image of the lake.